Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, Masech des Chulin, Perik Tess, Mishnah Vav. The Torah in Pasha Shmini tells us about 8 Shiratzim, Ramatama, when they die. In the previous Mishnah, we discussed what the halacha would be if you have a marrow bone, but it's completely sealed. In Mishnah Hay, we learned that if it's completely sealed, it's not metama, not memaga, and Tumas Sheretz is never metama, b'masa. Now we're going to look at a different aspect of this. Beyas HaSheretz, a Sheretz egg. Now, not all of the Shmaina Shratzim lay eggs, but some of them do. Once the baby Sheretz starts being formed inside the egg, it itself has a din of a Sheretz. And they would give over tuma to someone who touches it. Zok the Mishnah, Beis HaSheretz HaMerukemetz. Merukemetz means that the baby started to be formed inside. Still, Tahira, as far as the egg is concerned, you don't become tummy by touching it. It is Tahira because you can't get to the Efrayach that's on the inside. You have the egg shell that's around it. But Nikva Kalshuf, even the tiniest hole is there, even though he doesn't touch it, meaning to say he doesn't touch what's inside, Tameya, but he would be tummy for touching the outside of the egg. The reason we already explained in the previous Mishnah, the Baturah explains it over here as well. The outside of the egg should have a din of a shomer. And if what's inside is tummy, so the shomer should also be tummy. The reason that if the egg is completely sealed, if it's a whole egg without a hole, that it's not metama is because the shomer is only metama if it guards something that you can get to. If it's guarding meat that you can't get to, it's not metama. But once it has a hole in it and you could get to it, so even if he touches the outside of the egg, he becomes tummy because the outside of the egg becomes a shomer for what's inside. Now here comes a very interesting halacha. Zok the Mishnah. Achbar, if you have a mouse, shechetzioi basar, v'chetzioi adama. Half meat, half earth? Now yes, an achbar is one of the Shmaina Shratzim. What do you mean, half meat, half earth? How could this be? Says the Baal Tanura, yes, there is a type of mouse that isn't born the way regular animals are born, but it comes out of the ground. Similar to worms that come out of like a garbage dump. This particular mouse, says the Baal Tanura, hasn't been completed yet. On one side, it's like a mouse. On the other side, it's not flesh. It's still earth. So here's a very interesting halacha. Zok the Mishnah. It depends on which side you touch it. Achbar, this mouse, shechetzei basa, that is half flesh, vechetzei adama, and half earth. A person, hanugeya bebasa, that touches the flesh, tummy is tummy. Ba'adama, if he touches the earth part, then he's tar. Rabbi Huda's mom, achmir, Rabbi Huda, I'm Rabbi Huda, says, afenegeya be'adama, shebekenegeda basa, even if he touches the earth part, that's opposite the flesh part, he too would be tummy. Matur says Yalach is not like Rabbi Yehuda. The Gemara is mevayer exactly which part of the mouse would have to have been ready in the process of being created in order to be tummy on the earth part. Well, let's just chazer the Mishnah for now. So at the beginning of the Mishnah, we learned that if you have an egg of a sheretz, the Torah told us about 8 shratzim, that when they die, they are metame. Some of them lay eggs. In regard to the ones that lay eggs, if the baby started to form inside, but the eggshell is still intact, if a person touches the egg, he is tar. But if there's a hole in the shell of the egg, even a tiny hole, one who touches even the outside would become tameh. Of course, if the sheretz is not alive. A live sheretz is not metama. I remember once I had a Rebbe that came in and he said, here are the list of the Shmaina Shratzim. We learned from in Pasha Shmini the list of the Shmaina Shratzim. Now you tell me, how could it be a sheretz runs over truma, one of these Shmaina Shratzim, and it doesn't become tameh? Everyone started asking, how could it be? But what do you mean if the sheretz ran over the truma, it's tummy? And everyone started giving all kinds of different answers. Till finally the Rebbe said, if it runs over the truma, it's alive. None of the shratzim are metami when they're alive. It's only after they die. Okay, a sheretz that's half basar and half earth. If you touch the basar part, your tummy, the earth part, your tahar. Rabbi Huda holds that the earth part keneged the basar would also be metami him. And the Gemara explains that's only if the other side was completely formed, like from the top to the bottom.